USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The problems in Portland, Oregon weren't as bad as many had expected. More than two dozen law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were deployed to keep the peace in Portland, Oregon, after right and left wing groups rallied. There were 13 arrests and some weapons confiscated. Demonstrators came from around the U.S. The Proud Boys began, and self-described anti-fascists also showed to confront them. Before the event began, President Trump tweeted that major consideration was being given to designate the left group Antifa as a domestic terror organization. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says Alaska has just seen its hottest July ever recorded.
Alaska, once again, a record-breaking heat dome across Alaska. It's going to be in the 70s this weekend. Anchorage this summer, 30 days above 75 degrees. The old record was 15 days, and that was just back in 2015. The Arctic is changing very fast because of climate change.
In California, a state jury will decide whether Pacific Gas and Electric equipment ignited the deadly wildfire that killed 22 people and destroyed more than 5,000 homes in wine country 2 years ago. PG&E has already filed for bankruptcy after they were found responsible for the deadly campfire in Paradise. Raging floodwaters tore through parts of Turkey. At least one person was killed. Many shops in Istanbul's historic Grand Bazaar were flooded. Also, the heavy rain disrupted train and ferry services. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Economists at the Heritage Foundation have calculated the average American is now $240,000 in debt due to the government's unfunded obligations. USA's John Clemens reports.
That obligation is the money the government doesn't have, but nonetheless promised to spend. I spoke to Heritage Foundation economist Rachel Gresler, who says it would be mathematically impossible to pay for the progressive agenda by taxing the rich.
Even if you tax every single person who makes over $200,000 at a 100% tax rate, and let's just assume that they actually continue to earn money if they're taxed 100%, you still couldn't pay for everything that they would like to do. What you really would have to do is raise taxes between 3 and 10-fold on middle-income households, and that's what we're creating for future Americans and younger ones by continuing to spend beyond our means.
I'm John Clemens.
Speculation about Jeffrey Epstein's death has been rampant, but on Friday, the official cause of death was released from the coroner's office. They said that Epstein died by hanging himself in his cell. Epstein was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office completed an autopsy and looked at other evidence in the cell. The report came one day after a defense lawyer received a letter from the Metropolitan Correctional Center clearing his client, who was in the same cell, of any wrongdoing in Epstein's first attempt to commit suicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.